Welcome to Frustrated and Exhausted, the podcast for women in leadership, where I help you fulfill your ambitions without sacrificing your sanity or your resilience. Today, I'm starting off with a quote from Carl Jung. Everyone carries a shadow, and the less it is embodied in the individual's conscious life, the blacker and denser it is. Get ready, people, because today I'm taking you into the dark side. I would offer a Darth Vader impression at this point, but that's a bit beyond my skill set. So in today's episode, I'm going to be taking a look at the concept of our shadow. I started talking about this in last week's episode, and how that can impact us at work, and what the benefits are of really starting to understand the less shiny positive side of ourselves, and really why it matters when we're in leadership roles. So what is our shadow? Well, this concept originated in the work of Carl Jung, who I've just quoted, who worked very closely and was sort of the first disciple, if you like, of Sigmund Freud. And he was one of the early theorists in the psychodynamic school of what was then known as psychoanalysis. Jung believed that, you know, we all have a place in our minds where our negative selves, I mean, he called it dark selves, but our negative selves reside. You know, the bits we know are there, but we don't really want to acknowledge because they make us feel bad. This place, to him, was somewhere where, you know, these deep-seated beliefs that we have about the world and other people that we might not be fully conscious of, you know, in our day-to-day lives, that's where that sits. It's where things like our bias and our prejudice live. It's where things that stir anger and jealousy and shame and hurt live. It's where the feelings, you know, we don't like acknowledging these things about ourselves because they can make us feel quite ashamed because we know it's not right. And, you know, we don't want to acknowledge it and we don't want to really kind of rummage around in it. We psychologically, we push it away, you know, because we don't want to feel bad about ourselves. And, you know, that's perfectly understandable. So I'm going to repeat this quote again, just to sort of help you take it in a little bit more. Everyone carries a shadow, and the less embodied in the individual's conscious life, the blacker and denser it is. So as I've said, nobody wants to feel bad about themselves. But Jung's point in this quote is basically that if we keep ignoring and pushing away the bits of ourselves that we don't like, well, basically they're going to jump up and bite us on the bum. I'm sure there's a more eloquent way of putting it, but that's fundamentally what it is. You know, what we're talking about is giving ourselves permission to accept the bits of ourselves that we don't like. You know, accept that they actually are part of who we are so that we can work on them. You know, I mentioned last week, if we don't start to look at this stuff, we can't change. You know, it's great to kind of take a positive outlook on things. You know, I really believe in the importance of understanding our strengths, understanding all the positive aspects ourselves so that we can build on them and taking that sort of approach. But we need to balance that by acknowledging at least the bits that we don't like, the bits that are a bit painful or shameful to us to acknowledge about ourselves. Because if we don't, we can't truly change.
Now, I feel a little bit uncomfortable sharing this, I guess. But one of the things that I don't like about myself is a definite tendency to get what I would describe as a bit of working class chippiness on. And I think it's really rooted in some beliefs around class and some bias that I certainly held for quite a long time and some really big assumptions that I was making. And this came up for me really with the previous boss that I had who was very privileged and with whom, I mean, I think initially I would just put it down to we don't get on. I'm quite direct. He really wasn't. We had quite different outlooks on things. And it was quite a spiky relationship, which is really unusual for me. I mean, I get on with most people. And kind of thinking about that, I obviously don't want to get too much into specifics, but I really had to kind of eventually, and it was eventually because it did take me a while to acknowledge that at the root of that, really, when I kind of looked at it, it wasn't about, I didn't want his privilege exactly. I didn't want the life that he had led. I didn't want the upbringing that he had had. You know, I've had a great upbringing with fantastic parents and a loving family and lots of things that I'm really grateful for. That wasn't it, really. What I was jealous of, I think, and it was jealousy, it was the sense of envy, was, I guess, something that those things in his background had given him. And that was at least the perception, my perception, that he was very smooth. He was very confident. That sort of communication seemed to come so easily to him, whether it was from public speaking or kind of just talking to other people. Now, we were just really different and from really different places. And there was something about our interactions, though, that I knew there was something else going on. It wasn't just we didn't get on. There was a lot more to it under the surface. And I saw that start to kind of play out in other people I met that had several backgrounds who raised similar feelings in me that really were really unhelpful to the relationship and to my responses to them. And it was only really by kind of digging into it a bit and looking at myself and admitting that I was experiencing some jealousy and that actually that was colouring my interactions with them and it was colouring my view of them and my bias, my attitude towards someone who on paper came from a more privileged background. You know, that was kind of what was really getting in the way of our relationship. And that wasn't doing me any good or anybody else. So it can be really useful to sort of dig into these things.
So I want you to have a think just for a moment about a time when you've had a big emotional response maybe to something. That, you know, when you think about it and when you reflect on it, it just seems way out of proportion. And you're not exactly sure where it's come from. You know, maybe you felt a bit puzzled or a bit unsettled afterwards, but, you know, something has just made you respond from almost out of nowhere. And that's probably something is kind of quite deeply buried in you. It's in your unconscious mind that's kind of popped up to give you a bit of a wave and a prod and let you know that it's there and it's doing stuff. It can come from a really deeply ingrained belief that, again, you might not consciously be aware that you have, or from an experience that you've had. And again, you've maybe not fully understood the ramifications of what you've understood from that experience and the impact that it's had on the way that you think about particular things. It can also be things that we've picked up through the stories that our families tell when we're young, the value that they place on this and not that. And, you know, again, it's sometimes these things are so deep in us that we're not fully consciously aware of them. So why does this matter at work? Well, we need to understand ourselves. As I said last week, you know, if we're going to understand other people, we have to be able to understand ourselves. And leading people can be really stressful. And, you know, that sometimes when we're under a lot of stress, we can respond in ways that we wish we hadn't. You know, these things pop up and you know, we regret it afterwards and we know that we've not handled something as well as we could have done. But the more that we understand about our potential responses and what might provoke them, the more control, the more options, the more possibilities we have to change our behaviour and to become who we actually want to be. If we want to be out there creating more inclusive work cultures, and we intend to lead other people to do the same, then we have to do the work on ourselves first, or at least at the same time. And that means being brave and being vulnerable and being prepared to really explore who we are, even the bits we're not that keen on. And we need to acknowledge them and we need to see them. If we keep pushing them away, we can't change them. And often that can lead to a feeling of some of the things that you experience, the feelings that you experience, not being aligned with the person that you want to be, the leader that you want to be, the human being that you want to be. And, you know, if you recognise any of this, then, you know, there are things that you can do about it. So just a few suggestions. First thing, obviously, is, you know, explore what's on offer, you know, through work. You may well work in a place where there are diversity, equity and inclusion programs going on, where there are opportunities to have these conversations and have some sort of prompts for reflection in kind of a fairly safe and facilitated environment. Sometimes working with a coach can be really helpful, or a therapist, depending on kind of exactly what you want to work on. But working one-to-one with someone, if the relation, when the relationship is kind of strong enough for you to feel safe to really kind of open up and kind of be a bit vulnerable around some of this, then that can really help you kind of support you to sort of do the thinking that you want to do around this and to figure out how to move forward. Either which way, it's quite difficult work, so it's probably best not to do it on your own. You know, have someone who can kind of help guide you through it. And, you know, as a place to start, certainly have a look and see what's out there. I'm sure there are open programs out there as well for diversity, equity and inclusion if you wanted to sort of take a look at something like that if it's not available in your workplace. So just in summary, today I've talked about the concept of kind of your shadow, your leadership shadow, and the importance of examining this kind of more negative side of ourselves that we don't really like to look at. Because again, if we're going to be really genuinely committed to equity and inclusion in society, in our workplaces, you know, across the piece really, then, you know, we need to look at these bits of ourselves so that we can change. And in doing that, hopefully we inspire other people to do the same. And again, just that recommendation that if you're going to do this sort of explanation, you know, get some support to do that. Don't sort of try and go it alone. If you want to kind of think further about any of this, I've popped a couple of links in the show notes. There's a really good sort of introduction to Carl Jung that I've popped in there. There's a great book by a woman called Ruchika Toshan called Inclusion on Purpose, which is all about kind of equity and inclusion in the workplace, and it's really great. I've also popped in a link to another podcast, which if you're interested in sort of getting into the psychology a little bit more, but in a really accessible way, Julia Rogers has a new podcast out. She describes herself as a Freud superfan, but she has created this fantastic podcast called The Dynamics of Everyday Life. And it really helps explain in such an accessible way some of this theory in practice and how these things can appear in our relationships and in some of the little dramas that we find ourselves in. So I'd really recommend giving that a listen to. Any questions or queries, anything you want to share about it, do come back to me. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Frustrated and Exhausted. Hit the follow button for future episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at Resonate Leadership and LinkedIn at Ruth Alexandra Wood. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Frustrated and Exhausted is brought to you by Resonate Leadership and the wonderful team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Ruth Wood. Take care and speak to you soon.